Thomas, I was just at the tomb and he's risen. I've seen him. I went there early this morning to anoint his body.
Mary, wait. Now, who did you see?
Our Lord, Thomas. Jesus has risen, just like he said he would.
No, Jesus is dead. I watched him die.
Mary and Joanna and I went to the tomb this morning with our spices, and the stone had been rolled aside, so I
That's impossible!
And the stone was rolled aside, so we went down the steps, and there were two brilliantly white beings, angels to be sure, who were sitting directly on the place where his body had been laid.
Mary. Angels? Do you really expect me to...
Yes, I do. Now listen, his body was gone! I asked the angels where they had taken him, and they said, he has risen just as he said he would. And then I was out in the garden, and I heard a voice behind me say, why are you crying, and who are you looking for? I thought he was the gardener.
And I'm sure he was the gardener.
That's what I thought. But then he looked directly into my eyes and said, Mary... It was him. I know it was him. I have to find Peter and the others.
Mary!
Oh, Thomas, come on. Come with me.
I couldn't go with her. I didn't believe it. Even after a lot of the other disciples came and told me Jesus had appeared to them too, I said, until I put my finger in the nail prints in his hands, I won't believe. A week or so later, we all met together. It was night, and every door in the house had been shut and locked securely.
Really? Who?
I know Cleopas was one of them. He said they were on their way to Emmaus, and they were talking about everything that has happened here in Jerusalem the past few weeks. And it wasn't until they were eating supper that... Thomas... It's Jesus. He's looking at you. He's holding out his hands to you. Do it. Touch the nail prints.
My Lord and my God.